This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Anti-government protests in Hong Kong entered their ninth week with no end in sight. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Police fired tear gas inside a train station and in several other Hong Kong neighborhoods where protesters occupied roads in another weekend of anti-government demonstrations that are showing no sign of slowing. The movement's demands include the resignation of the Chinese territory's leader, Carrie Lam, democratic elections, and an investigation into police use of force against the protesters. The former British colony was returned to China in 1997 under the principle of one country, two systems, which promises the city certain democratic rights not afforded to people on the mainland. But in recent years, many have accused the Communist Party-ruled central government of steadily chipping away at their freedoms. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The acting U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan is defending last week's immigration raids on food processing plants in Mississippi, but he told NBC's Meet the Press that the timing was unfortunate, coming just days after a gunman targeted and killed 22 Hispanics in a mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. McAleenan said that 32 of the migrants arrested were released within an hour of their detention, and 270 within a day, oftentimes because of child care concerns. Television footage showed children weeping when they realized parents had been detained in those raids. The Saudi-led coalition launched a strike against Yemen's port city of Aden Sunday to support the government after a Houthi attack. The Western-backed coalition said it attacked an area that was a direct threat to the Saudi-backed government. The target of the coalition strike was not immediately clear. Aden residents, however, told the French news agency AFP there was an airstrike campaign against separatist camps in the city. This is VOA News. Police in Tanzania.